You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week we don't have a Parsha. It's Pesach. It's the Passover holiday. And I'd like to share with you a thought from a special Sefer, a book that we read this Shabbos once a year if you're Ashkenaz. Sephardim read it every single week. It's the book of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which is a beautiful description, a mashal, an analogy for the love that Hashem has, that God has for the Jewish people, and our love for Hashem, for God. And I'd like to share with you a piece from the Medrash, the very beginning of Shir HaShirim. The Medrash is trying to understand the word Shir HaShirim. It's called the Song of Songs. What is the concept of the Song of Songs? The greatest song that there ever was. King Solomon wrote three different books. Shlomo HaMelech wrote Koheles, Ecclesiastes, which is a collection of wisdom, and seems like he wrote it in his old age, after many years of searching and trying to understand what's really important in life. We had a second book, Mishlei, Proverbs, which also has a tremendous amount of wisdom. But our sages say that the holiest of holies, the deepest of the deep of all of his books, is the book of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which is a love song. And it seems to be talking about a man and a woman, but it's speaking about the Jewish people and Hashem. It's speaking about the love, that eternal love that exists between God and man. Now, why is it referred to as the Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs? So in the simplest understanding, it means that it's the greatest song. It's the most awesome song that there is. It's a song that describes Hashem's love for us and our love for Him. But on a deeper level, the Medrash says that there's something else that's going on here. And I'd like to read it to you inside, but before I do, there's a statement from the Etz Yosef which says that whereas the other books of King Solomon, Koheles, Ecclesiastes, which teaches us about all of the vanities of life, all of the foolish things that people are trying to pursue. People talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, King Solomon tells us that that's not really the way to go. Really, what we're meant to pursue, Seif Davar HaKol Nishma Selekim Yirah, is fear of heaven, is to serve God. Selekim Yirah Ves Mitzvah Yisrael Shemor Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. This is all of what humanity has. After a person's life, they're not left with anything except the good deeds that they've done, the service of God that they've done. But that's something that can apply even to someone who's not a member of the House of Israel, not a Jewish person. Mishlei, Proverbs, many different pitgamim, many different statements, and so to speak, phrases of King Solomon about what's important in life. Again, it's something that can apply to anybody. It's wisdom. It's something that applies to anybody. But the uniqueness of Shir HaShirim, the specialness of the Song of Songs, is that it's only for us. It's only for the Jewish people. And I would add, just as we know that Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, is a special and unique day for the Jewish people. The Muslims have Friday. The Christians have Sunday. But there's one day of the week, which is Saturday, Shabbos, which the Torah promises. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es l'Shabbos. It's a sign between God and the human being, between God and man, between God and the Jewish people, the chosen people. It's just for us. And in a similar way, just like we have the seventh day of the week is Shabbos, the seventh month, if we count from Tishrei in a normal year, in a non-leap year, the seventh month, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, six months, and the seventh month is Nisan. Nisan is a month which typifies, which signifies, which reveals to us the specialness. It's like Shabbos, just like Shabbos is something that's unique to a Jew. We find Shabbos, Goyish HaShavas, Yischayev Misa. When a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, he's liable for death. Right? A person who's becoming a ger, who's about to convert, as long as he's not yet converted, he has to break Shabbos at least once on Shabbos. Turn on a light. It's special for a Jew. Only a Jew has Shabbos. Only a Jew has this unique relationship, which is typified by Shabbos and typified by Pesach, Passover, typified by the seventh month and all the special mitzvahs, the Korban Pesach, the obligation to eat the matzah, the maror, etc., to do a Seder, to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. God chose us to be special to Him. That's what Pesach is about. It's also a type of Shabbos. We also find Chazal refer to, and the Pasuk refers to, a Yontif as a Shabbos. It's a time when we don't do malacha, we don't do any conscious creative acts, representing our full relationship with Hashem. God says don't, and we don't. But here I'd like to share with you another aspect of it. The Medrash says like this. Why is it called Shir HaShirim? Why is it called the Song of Songs? So we spoke about it in terms of the fact that the Jewish people is special to God. Special from amongst all the other nations. That's what the Medrash says. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Avad Lamatla. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who we remember from the Haggadah, he gives us a mashal. He gives us an analogy. So somebody who took a measure of wheat to the baker, he said, I want the finest flour. He wanted a loaf of bread made from the finest flour, the best parts of the wheat that he brought. What's unique about Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, is that its character is that it is the finest flour. It's the choicest of all the books that King Solomon wrote, and it represents the fact that the Jewish people are the chosen nation, the special nation unto Hashem. Shir HaShirim, HaMeshubach Shebashirim. What does it mean, the Song of Songs? It means the most the highest quality song, HaMa'ula Shebashirim, the loftiest song, HaMesusul Shebashirim, the fanciest song. Neymar Shirim and Shebech Misha Sa'onu Shirim Ba'olam. Listen to this language. We will sing songs and we will praise the one who made us a song in the world. Hechmadat Omar. God made the Jewish people a song. What is a song? We're going to try to understand what is a song. Why the Jewish people are referred to, according to this Medrash. We are, our very existence is a song. We are singing. Whether we have a good voice or not, we are singing a song to the world. Hechmadat Omar. Ve'lilu shirais heichal, shvachis deichala. The pasuk says in Amos chapter 8, verse 3, that they raise up a song of hallel, of praise of God, in the heichal, in the sanctuary of God, right? One of the main mitzvahs, unfortunately, of Pesach, we're not able to do. We would like to do, we want to do, hopefully soon we'll be able to do the mitzvah. We would fill up the entire sanctuary of God. We would fill up the temple, the Beis HaMikdash. We would fill it up because we would all go there. The entire Jewish nation would go to the temple to bring their Korbanos Pesach, to bring their sacrifices for the Passover Seder. We need the main thing is missing from our Seders. We don't have the Passover sacrifice, the sheep or the goat to eat. But we fill up God's sanctuary with our shevach, with our praise, right? Alongside, we do this part in the Seder, which is just really a reminder of the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to sing Hallel. We sing Hallel. We sing praises. We thank God for taking us out of Egypt. But that's supposed to accompany. It's supposed to surround the eating of the Korban Pesach. We're supposed to sing Hallel as we eat our Korban Pesach. Right, but the Jewish people is called this song. We are the song. We are the song that praises God. I'd like to share with you two different things. One is a description of what is the aspect of song. There are three things here that it mentions here. It says it's meshubach shirashirim, which means the most valuable of the songs. Ameula shirashirim, the most transcendent of songs. Mesusul Shebashirim, which means the most fancy of songs, Right? What are these three different aspects and how do they apply to the Jewish people? We the Jewish people are a song. So we need to understand songs. What is the value of a song? What is the concept of a song? How do we, the Jewish people, act as a song to God in this world? So I'd like to read to you from the Etz Yosef first. And then I will read to you from the Likutim, the Tirish, who also has a beautiful idea about song in the Jewish people. He starts over here and says, Amar Shalish L'Shainis. It says here three languages, says the Etz Yosef. Mishum Shashir Yeshubach Mishalish Panim. A song is called valuable from three different perspectives. Ha'echad mitzad ikar mechuvin boy. The first is, what is the song trying to say? What is the message of the song? Right? This is important, right? I think about this all the time. When I sing a song, I don't just want to sing a song that's just like a nice tune or a nice some pasuk that you found, but there's the message. What is the message of the pasuk? What is the message of the verse? What is the message of the song? This is the inner essence of the song. Because a song has some inner message that it intends. When you write a song, when you write a poem, so you're trying to give over some message with it. When you sing a song, or when you say an analogy, right, in the Song of Songs, so it's an analogy to the Jewish people and God, but it's speaking about a man and a woman, and it's speaking about their love relationship and how they go out of that relationship, come back to that relationship, but it's speaking about the Jewish people. So there's the message itself. Then there's how you couch the message, how you express the message with an analogy. The outer aspect of it, if you look at it in a superficial way, you can read the story and hear about what a relationship between a man and a woman looks like, and how a man and a woman can be in love, and how they can fall out of love, so to speak, and come back together, and how one would love to give an opportunity for the other one to come back, etc., etc. So there's the outer aspect, which requires a certain amount, the superficial reading of it, which also has lessons in the simple understanding of it, and that hides within it the deeper lessons. So a good song has a simple explanation and a deeper explanation. I'll give you an example. One of my songs is called Lo Nafsik Lerkod. And the song is about, hey, we're at a simcha, we're having a good time, we're not going to stop dancing, we want to keep dancing, we don't want to stop. That's the simple understanding. But the deeper understanding of what I meant with the song is that no matter what's going on in life, the difficulties and the challenges that I'm going through, I want to continue to have a positive attitude. I want to continue to dance. I want to continue to be positive and optimistic. So there's the outer aspect of it, which I can learn from, which is when you're in the middle of a simcha, you're rejoicing with someone else's joyous occasion. So we don't want to stop. We want to continue. We want that joy to last. And on a deeper level, we want to be optimistic and positive. Vashlishis, Pitzachas Aloshon HaMalitza. The third aspect is the way that it's given over. The song itself, besides for the content and the depth of meaning and the message of the song, there's also the language that's used. There's a certain beauty in language. So corresponding to the first aspect, which is the message, refers to it as the most valued of songs. Because the content of the song, of Shir Hashirim, of the Song of Songs, is on a higher level than all other songs. The content is the relationship between God and the Jewish people. And corresponding to the second aspect, which is the superficial aspect, it's also transcendent. It's also great. If you look at the simple understanding where it refers to a beloved as wine and as the smell of oil and spices, perfumes, all the other beautiful analogies that are given, there's something to learn from the simple understanding of these analogies. Okay. Connected a shlishi, and then corresponding to the third one, which we said is the choice of language, the beautiful way that it's expressed, amra mesulsul. It refers to it as the mesulsul. What does that mean? Ki asilsul vayayfi vakishut. That's the decoration, right? Kimisalsul v'sari, we find that when someone wants to make their hair look beautiful, so they're referred to as misalsul v'sari, they're making their hair look nice. So there's a beauty in the language itself, in the way that it's expressed. Upireish teichis hashira zeva omer sha'asonu shirim she'u loshen shevach. Says the Eitz Yosef that Hashem made us to be a song, made the Jewish people to be a song. What does it mean? It's a language of praise. Kefi perushoi b'shiris heichel. Like we find that in the sanctuary, in the temple, the holy temple of Hashem, so we sing songs, but those songs are an expression of praise of God. The Jewish people are the song. We are the song. We sing the song. We praise Hashem with our very actions, with our very being. Now listen to this, because it's very interesting. Because we spoke about the fact that Shir Hashirim is a special song just for the Jewish people. It's something that teaches us something. Kohelas, Mishlei, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, these have great wisdom which anybody can learn from. The nations of the world can also. But there's something special about Shir Hashirim, the Song of Songs. And that also reflects itself in the fact that the Jewish people receive, through this praise of God, through our performance of mitzvahs, through the song that we sing, which is really our service of Hashem, our eating of the matzah, our eating of the Karban Pesach, the maror, our shaking a lulav, our sitting in the sukkah, our learning Torah, our constant awareness of Hashem in the world. What the result is that the Jewish people, we receive God's influx that is giving down into the world first. And then from there, we receive it and it seeps out to everywhere else. So when we are doing what's supposed to be done, so then the result is that we receive goodness, we are singing a song, and that song is heard by the entire world, and everyone else also receives the beautiful revelation of Hashem that God wants to reveal to mankind. Now I'd like to share with you, there's a likutim here, there's a an explanation from the Tirash, Lemish Asanu Shirim Ba'olam. Listen to this carefully, it's so beautiful. Sim Lipcha Hama'ayin Lizboina B'Yifefusoi Shela Dibur HaKotzer Zeh. Pay attention. Think about, contemplate the beauty of this very short statement. It just says, Hashem made us to be songs in the world. Anachnu Am B'nei Yisrael. We, the nation, the children of Israel, Etzem Haviseinu V'Kimeinu Ba'olam. The essence of our existence and our continued existence in the world, Hinenu Shirim V'Tishbochis HaMesaprim K'vaykelu K'dushasoi. Our very essence is one that sings praise to Hashem, that praises and songs are coming out that speak of God's honor and His holiness. From the moment that we became a nation in the world, so the result is that more and more there's a revelation of godliness in the world. God became more famous, so to speak. Right? At the time when we received the Torah, the entire world were pagans. They believed in multiple gods. The Greeks believed in many gods. The Romans took that on. Until we came along, until the Jewish people came along, there was nobody who believed in a single god. But when we came along, everyone started copying us, the Christians and the Muslims, etc. All of a sudden, there was a new awareness in the world. There was a song that was being sung. And the fact that we exist, the fact that we're still here after 3,300 years, the amazing Ashkocha, the amazing divine providence that Hashem has demonstrated we're here le'edus al metzius bari ha'olam manhigoi. It's a testimony to the fact that there is a creator to the world and there is a God who runs the world. Listen to this beautiful language. It's as if we are the living letters, the living words of in the rhymes of a song of praise for God. And we're written upon the paper, the parchment of the entire world. To praise the master of everything and to make heard his praise. And as we saw at the end of what we read, it proves that this is what it's saying, because it refers in the pasuk that we read to the song in the sanctuary of God. What's the explanation of this? It refers over there in that verse to the fact that there is a time that comes for the Jewish people where that moment arrives, the end point, the Mashiach, the age of Mashiach, the Messianic age. It's the opposite. There's a moment in time where the song ends, where the song seems to stop, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the temple was destroyed. So there was a Yilala. So I translated it as a Hallel, a praise, but if you look at the verses itself, the Tirush is explaining, it refers to the fact that there was a sad, there was a crying that was going on, because we lost our temple, we lost the place where the main manifestation of our praise of Hashem, of our song, is. The Beis HaMikdash is the main place where we serve God. It's the place where the Nevi'im, the prophets, would receive their prophecy. It was the place where God would commune with us and we would commune with God. If we could talk about a location which represents Shir HaShirim, that relationship between us and God, it was the Holy Temple, the Holy of Holies, which had in it the Kruvim, the Cherubim, those angels, those childlike angels that represented the love of God and the Jewish people. And this is how we can understand the reference to the name of this book. Shishir Osui, Shehechin Mechabrei Lefonai. This is a song that was made, prepared by the author, that it should be in front of me. Shirim Shehem Bnei Auma Kedosha. It refers to the Shirim, the Shir HaShirim, the song of songs. It's the song of those who sing song by their very existence of the Jewish people. It's the song of the Jewish people. Shem Yesharu Oisei, that we will sing it. V'zeu Omroi, Noimar Shirim Unishabech Mishasanu Shirim Ba'olam. That's what it means when it says, we will sing songs and we will praise, give praise to the one who has made us songs in the world. As our sages hint to in all of the drushes and the medrash of Shir HaShirim, al dvekus Yisrael b'lakov, that it refers to the attachment that the Jewish people, the people of Israel, have to their God. V'chibas Yisrael shenaydas lem al pi hanagasa itam, and the incredible love that God has for us, that he expresses through the way that he deals with us, through the way that he guides us and helps us, b'chol ha'itim u'chol ha'zmanim, in all times. Chedivrei ri l'holam parshut beis, sh'lein nosan shir ha'shirim elu l'shabach l'shvachon shel Yisrael. And the whole entire concept is that the Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, the entire book here, is in order to give praises to the people of Israel, because we are the ones who give praises to Hashem. I want to bless you, and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us, that we should recognize who we are. We are a song. Through our observance of Torah, through our keeping of the mitzvahs, through our keeping of the commandments, and through our celebrating a chag like Pesach, which is in the seventh month, it's the Shabbos. This is what makes us special in the world. This is what makes us to be great. Hashem should help us to be able to sing that song, to sing the song of His greatness, praise Him through our actions. And may Hashem indeed, may His name be raised up, and may we merit the ultimate song that the Levim, the Levites will sing, and we all will join along in the Holy Temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira b'yameinu. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Pesach. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.